Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the bonus episode of the podcast. It is good to be back, and it will be Easter on Sunday. So Sunday, there will be no premiere. There will be no premiere of the podcast this Sunday. I'm going to be just posting it up just because I'm not going to be available. I'll be with the family doing family stuff, as always. That will be my interview with Tim from 10-20 Minutes Podcast. I look forward to that. I'm recording this well before the interview on Monday, so I'm just getting things a little bit ahead of schedule for myself. So I look forward to it. I can't wait. And then we have JV, and then I have Lewis coming on after that. So we have two more sets of interviews, and then the week after that, I get no interviews scheduled as of yet. And I'm already starting to think about, you know, futuristically what I want to do, what's next for the podcast, for interviews, I'm going to start booking again, because I need to start booking interviews once again, so I can get back into it. But looking forward to it, and okay, so today I'm going to talk about summer of 2016, crispyontheweb.com. What was crispyontheweb.com like in 2016? Now, it was empty. It was a very, 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 very empty website at the time. I pretty well stripped a lot of stuff off of crispyontheweb.com. There was nothing on crispyontheweb.com. There was absolutely nothing, not a zip on crispyontheweb.com. It was very, very boring looking website. I took YouTube stuff down. I took, you know, the team stuff has kind of was updated. So I had to remove Larry off the list, which now we go to crispyontheweb.com/p/staff.html, which is the official staff page for crispyontheweb.com. Yeah, myself, Brianna, and Larry. And Larry's on the bottom there, executive producer, senior producer, co-host. He's back now. But I had to pretty well take the team off. A lot of the team members were removed. I think it was just Justin and I was the only one. Justin and I were the only ones that were on there. I think we were on Zero Door web host at the time. But other than that, we pretty well had a stripped down website. CrispyontheWeb.com pretty well was stripped of everything, because I was redoing the whole entire website. I was going from YouTube podcasting, so I had to think about it. No, I didn't have to think about it. I just had to redo the whole entire website from scratch. So it is what it is. But you know, I just had no choice. But I had to strip down the whole website, and I removed a lot of pages, and a lot of pages were removed, and emails were removed. It was just everything was kind of moved around, because I was transitioning into the whole entire podcasting phase, and I was just getting into podcasting. I was just getting started, and I was just getting, you know, the hang of things, and pretty much I was starting up with Everything About Real TV at the time. I was continuing on with Entertainment, or Everything About Real TV, sorry. I was just continuing on with that podcast, so it was a lot of work done, and I just kept working on it, I just got everything set up for the reality TV stuff. I did a lot of the reality TV stuff. I tried to have staff, but it just didn't work out to what I wanted, and they didn't pull their weight. You know, they didn't do what they were supposed to do for the podcast, and I was a very disappointed person. I was not very happy with the fact that they didn't pull their weight. They didn't do what they were told. They were supposed to edit the podcast for a certain amount of time. So, you know, like, but pretty much 2016, crispyontheweb.com during the summer, I didn't do any content. I probably still blogged. I still obviously blogged. That was on the blog page of the website originally. But, you know, I ended up just stripping down the whole website, taking out the important stuff, taking out like pages that, you know, didn't see the fit to the website anymore. But, you know, and I'm probably going to be doing that with this crispyontheweb.com, or I'm going to be updating it probably because the terms of service page or terms of use on my own site needs to be updated. But I mean, I was removing a lot of stuff that wasn't necessary anymore, especially with the YouTube, because YouTube, I pretty well retired in 2016, and I just did my own thing and did my own stuff from there on out. But, you know, crispyontheweb.com was very quiet. Blogs every day, or almost every day. Actually, I wonder if I can look. Let me look up. Hang on a second. Excuse me. Let me go to crispyontheweb.com on my website and look at 2016. Oh, so there was no blogs in July. It says here. In June 27th, the website went down because I had some issues with the leading servers weren't pointing to the domain with the platform I was with at the time. So I was kind of, you know, just, yeah, I talked about the BB18 recap, which never really happened, changes. And then June 23rd with the one before that, I talk about the changes and, you know, the YouTube retirement. I just completely ended up quitting, you know, YouTube altogether in 2016. But then August was the next time I posted, and it wasn't really much. It was just the staff page, you know. That's all I did, and I just removed staff that was on there. There was a girl that I had. She, you know, oh, so I rehired somebody. And then Justin was kind of, you know, Justin was a little AFK for us for a while because we didn't know what to do. We didn't know what he wanted, what we could get him to do in the studio. So it's kind of like, okay, what do we do? You know, so, yeah. And then, of course, I think that my YouTube channel was hacked or something. I don't remember what it was exactly. But anyways, and I just talked about justice system and government in Canada. That was it. And then September, it's like la, 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 de, da. And then September, I kind of did a lot of posts every day. Let's see. Was it every day? Yeah, it was every day. It was every day almost. But it was pretty crazy to see that. But, you know, it is what it is. But the first one was on September 1st. It was September 1st was the first time I did that. So just talking. Oh, that's 2021. What am I doing? That's not this year or that year I was thinking. 2016. I'm going way in the wrong sector here. There we go. But again, I think that was almost every, no, that was about every week. I didn't do much posts then. September, I didn't do much. I dropped Banner Fans. That was pretty much what I talked about. Was Banner Fans was not a thing anymore. We dropped it. We talked about the gaming podcast was supposed to come back then, but I don't think that came back. And then I kind of ranted about YouTube, just the changes that YouTube changed, you know. But yeah, I didn't blog much, and talk about the name of YouTube having doubts, you know, a lot of different stuff. But, you know, I didn't, I threw three names under the bus on the blog. I can't believe I did that. But other than that, I didn't blog much. So, yeah, I just didn't do much when I came back out of hiatus from content. I didn't really blog much in the summer. I think I was really, really focusing on crispyontheweb.com. I was really focusing on getting the content done for you guys, getting the site ready for the next step of the way when it came to the podcast. So, you know, I'm just it was a very quiet summer, I guess, for blogs. I guess I blogged the odd time, but other than that, it wasn't much. I don't know, it's just strange. I just, now looking back, it's kind of like, whoa, I didn't blog that much, really. That was pretty crazy. So, you know, it just, I don't know if I just didn't feel like it, or I was just lazy. I don't know. I may never know. I may never know what happened back then. But anyways, I'm gonna keep this short. Lots to do, lots of recording to do over the last few weeks. I'm going to be recording a lot of stuff for you guys. Just going to be continuing to record when I'm away, because I'm going to be away from May 9th until the 11th. I will be around for the premiere probably. I may not premiere it. I may just take a break and not premiere it. It'll just be posted, but I will be home during that time. But any questions, you can always still contact Facebook fan page, Twitter, Instagram, as always. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio-only platform, also on YouTube. Wherever you're listening, you can subscribe. It's important to subscribe to audio-only, especially when we're just doing the audio-only side of things. It's best to subscribe to here, too, so you know when a new episode goes out. Also, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on Sunday for the interview with Tim from Tim 20 Minutes Podcast, right here on the podcast. Until then, have a good one. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.